Okay, we're starting Hilchos Rotzeach, Ushmiras, and Ephesh today. A lot of different areas of halacha covered here. And as you'll see, there's a tremendous amount of mitzvos as well. So the Rambam starts off with Yish Tichlon Shvasri mitzvos. There are 17 mitzvos. Sheva mitzvos asei, the Esther mitzvos also asei. So 7 positive and 10 negative. Mizehu prakha. The verse says, Shalot itzoch, you can't murder. Then Shaloli kach kofer lenefesh Rotzeach el yumas. You can't accept any type of bribe or ransom. In order, it was really ransom, in order to ensure that the murderer doesn't get executed. That's to put into some type of exile, what do you call it, the Ir Miklat, a person who kills accidentally. So too, also, you can't accept ransom in order to prevent the guy who killed accidentally from going into this exile. So the murderer can't be killed prior by someone else, prior to standing before the court. We saw a little bit of this before, but that is to save somebody who's being pursued by a rodef, which is a pursuer. If you can't have any mercy on the pursuer, you can't stand by watching another Jew get killed. Okay, so now you have to go ahead and separate out special cities of refuge for the accidental murderers, and to set up roads for them. Lara of Zegomanapa, this is the Egro Rufa, breaking the neck of the calf by this river type area. So Yavid, so you can never, what do you call it, work the land of where this animal is sacrificed, where its neck is broken. Next is Shalolosum Damim, so you can't create a situation of danger. And then the positive that is Lasos Maka, which is I have to put a fence around my roof. So Yachshul Badavar. So I can't cause someone who has the right intent to stumble. Lifrok im misha nifshal baderech. That's to help someone whose animal has collapsed, what do you call it, on the road, to help them unload the animal. Liton imo, also to reload the animal. And finally, shlo yani chene baderech nifal masav. I never leave someone who's unable to take care of the burden himself on the road by himself. Okay, parak avalach alach, a lot of different lachas here also. Kolorei nefesh on the Bisrael. So if someone kills another human, another Jewish human, it's over a negative commandment because it says, what do you call it? Lo sirtzach. Nimratzach bezadnam ve'edim misasa b'sayach. And if someone goes ahead and kills purposely in front of witnesses, so his punishment is decapitation. Shenemar nakom yinakem. So we learn out from Torah B'shal Peh that that's considered decapitation. Fein shara gaskavera b'barzel. It doesn't matter, you kill the person, whether it's with a weapon, with fire, whatever it is, whatever weapon of choice you have, gun, etc., you get sayiv. Halacha beis, mitzvah b'yad goel adam. Now, the mitzvah is for the goel adam. Literally, it means redeemer of the blood. We'll see what that is later. But that person, like let's say a relative, the mitzvah, for that person to go ahead and kill the murderer. Shenamar, goel adam hu yamis, he's the one who kills him. V'cholaroy hu goel adam. And who's a goel adam? Anyone who's able to go ahead and be a yorish, considered an appropriate inheritor, like a son, etc. Lo rotza goel adam. But let's say the goel adam doesn't want to. O shelo ha yachol hamisa. Let's say you couldn't kill him. O shein lo goel adam. Or there is no actual goel adam. Bezin misa nes rotzeach b'sayach. Then Bezin steps in and kills the person through decapitation. Halacha gimel. Ha'av shehara ges beno. Let's say a father kills his son. Ima ya l'nerag ben. So if the son had a son. So then the what do you call it? The son should kill the grandfather because that's the goa. But let's say he does not have a son. The brothers do not become goa adam. Lamis is avid to kill their father. Rather, Bezin kills him. And a male or female can become a goa adam. Halacha da'ad umusharan Bezin shelo likach kofer min rotzeach. And as you saw in the Yisurim, Bezin is warned not to go ahead and take any type of ransom for the murderer. Even if all the money in the world is given to Bezin, even if the Goladam wants to forgive him, ultimately, the, so to speak, life of the person who was the victim is not the property, so to speak, of the Goladam, rather, it's the property of God. And the Torah is more makbid, more stringent on murder than anything else. Because blood is what's going to, so to speak, pollute the land. Let's say a murderer kills on purpose. So people saw it or witnesses, they cannot kill him until he goes to court and he's adjudicated properly for death, because it says the this applies to all capital punishment cases, they're not killed until the basically the judgment is given over, the verdict is given in court. So this only applies in a case where the person did something, what do you call it, committed a sin that you're chayav in capital punishment. Now, switching over to rodev, if someone is pursuing his fellow Jew to kill him, even if the rodev is a minor, every Jew is obligated to save the person being chased after from the rodev. I feel when Nashua Sherodev even means killing the rodev himself. So what does that mean? Let's say the rodev's warned, right? Who rodev akra, but the rodev is still chasing after him. Even though he didn't accept the warning, came and should die in a rodev since he's still considered a rodev. I raise an arrow, he's killed. But if there's a way to save the person being chased after by, let's say, breaking the arm of the rodev, like I just said, like chopping off his arm, breaking his leg, or blinding him, and you do that rather than kill him. But let's say you can't do that. Let's say you can't be either be precise in breaking his leg or save the guy. Alimkin Hargu, the rodev, or the only way you ultimately it's going to work is if you kill the rodev. Then you can kill him. Even though he hasn't actually killed the person he's chasing after. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether, let's say this is a case where the person grabs him by the groin. Any other area that will that can cause him death. Echad isha achas is isha. Doesn't matter if the rodev is a man or a woman. The halacha is that anytime a person intends to hurt his friend by hitting him, that will kill him. So we have to save the person about to be killed by quote unquote cutting off the hand of the pursuer. If you can't cut off the hand of the rodev, then you save it by killing him. But however, there is a, as we saw, a negative commandment to never take pity or mercy on the life of the rodev. That's what the Chacham ruled. So let's say a woman is pregnant, she's having complications. So you're allowed to kill the fetus. Doesn't matter with poison or by hands, because we look at the fetus as, so to speak, a rodev that's killing the mother. But once the head of the fetus emerges, we don't touch it, because you don't take one life for another. And this is basically the way the world works. Now, when it comes to rodev, it doesn't matter if the person is chasing after his friend to kill him or chasing after a woman to rape her. And are you Omer at Sakan or Masavi Moshiola? Paul Yeshla Moshia, if there's someone who can save her, Moshia Bechodavar Shiacholoshia, you save her any way you can. Bafil Barigas Rodef, even if it means killing the Rodef. And this applies to all other women in situations of sexual prohibitions, except for, but not for relations with an animal. When it comes to homosexual rape, you're allowed to save a man from being raped by the rapist. Let's say someone's chasing after an animal, has sexual relations with the animal, or he's chasing to perform an Isser or Shabbos or to worship idolatry. Even though Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, idolatry, are fundamental elements of Jewish belief, so we don't kill him until he does it, and he's brought to court, and then he's prosecuted and then killed. Now, Rodaf Achar Erba Batafsa Vishakov Vihara. So let's say a person, what it called, chased after a woman that is forbidden for him to sleep with her. He took hold of her and he inserted his penis into her. Even though he didn't complete sexual relations, you can't kill him until he gets brought to court. Rodaf Achar Erba, let's say he was pursuing a woman that is asa for him to sleep with, and others are chasing after him, the Rodev, to save her. And she said to them, Hanichu, right? Let him be. So this way it doesn't kill me. We don't listen to her. Rather, they do everything they can to stop him from raping her. Be'ivarav, whether it means hurting his limbs, be'ivarav, they can't break his arms to stop him from raping her. Then they can kill him as well. Now, let's say someone could have prevented the murder by the Rodev, or rape by the Rodev, by, let's say, breaking the Rodev's arms, but didn't try and do so. Rather kill the Rodev, Bargo, or is it Shofak Domin, the Chaimisa, you're considered a murderer of the Rodev. And therefore, technically speaking, you should be obligated in capital punishment. However, Bezin does not prosecute this case. Anytime I can save someone else's life and I don't, I violate this prohibition. So let's say, for instance, I see my friend drowning in the sea, or I see robbers about to take him down, or a wild animal coming after him, and I can save him, either myself, or I can hire others to save him, I don't do so, or let's say I heard non-Jews or rats, complaining on him, something evil, or other types of traps for him. And he doesn't tell his friend, or to let him know this is going to happen. Or let's say he knows for sure of a non-Jew or like a barbaric type guy who is has an issue with his fellow Jew. And he can go ahead and appease these people on behalf of his fellow Jew, and to remove what's in those people's hearts, but he doesn't do so. All things like this, over alosam alodam recha. So anyone who does these, who fails to act properly, is over this Israel. Let's say I see Rodev chasing after his friend to kill him, or after a woman he can't sleep with to have sexual relations with her. He could save her, but he doesn't. He's a bit of mitzvah, right? He also prevents or nullifies a positive commandment, because it says you cut off her hand. He's over two Yisrim, al la sochos encha, and also the al lo samod al dam reacha. Fine, look at design. Even though you don't get malchus for these two Yisrim, elimesha im bahem maisa, because there's no action. Kamurahim, they're very, very important and stringent commandments. Shekol ma'aben nefesh achas Yisrael, because any Jew that's killed, kilu avakol olam kulo, is that the whole world is destroyed. B'chol makayin nefesh achas Yisrael, anyone who saves a Jew, kilu kayin kolam kulo, as if he saved the entire world. That ends Parak Aleph, and we'll continue with Parak Beis next time.